coming in on 3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews.
Yeah!
I like being chock full of shit.
That's about it!
Was that recorded?
Sperm bag of Sounders. Bananas kind of pissed me off.
And the average for the beer that everybody loves is really high.
I like getting shit on.
It's not an episode if you didn't make something up.
Tangerines are whores.
It's called a segue.
I kind of miss the old microphone you used to have, Chris, where you'd like play the banjo on it and ding, and that really impressed Knox a lot.
I missed that. I
the spring accord. The spring accord.
Boing, 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 boing. And he would just give you that look.
Stop it. Steam rolling from his ears.
All right, welcome to the
smoke. I was going to say it wasn't steam.
All right, welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, Reviews, a Childish podcast about adult beverages. I'm your host, Knox. With me today is Big Earn and Chris.
I bet you didn't know I was bilingual.
Nope. You can speak a scotch bottle.
That's right.
Nice. And we have special guests with us today, Holly and Tucker. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Is that your first and last name, Holly?
Holly and Tucker? Holly Ann Tucker. That's her first, like, middle and last name.
I like it.
Mid-70s, like, country singer.
Yeah, that's right. She wrote Yellow Rose of Texas.
Ah.
Yep.
That's gotcha. Right.
Yeah, you're making that up.
All of it. Every fucking thing is made up.
So, right, don't forget Holly.
It wouldn't be an episode
Tucker.
If something wasn't made up.
Yep. Oh, what a hell of a day in the simulation.
Oh, he said the thing. Oh. Yeah, so we have Gurney's nephew here today, Tucker. Yeah, it's been a while since you've been on a show.
Yes.
I'm too busy being a family guy.
Yeah, that's me.
What?
Which character?
Guilty as charged. Father figure, in fact.
I don't remember that character from the show, but it's been a while. Stewie, Lois, father figure.
The dog.
All the classics.
Oh, Stewie Griffin, yeah, fuck. Okay. Anyways, yes, so you're going to be a father coming up now.
Yes, we are.
Recent news, congratulations.
Well, actually, technically, in the eyes of God, you are a father now, because...
I thought there was only one father.
Already in conception.
I don't know, I didn't read that book.
Darth Vader.
He's the only father I want.
I just found out that Vader is, German for father.
Darth father.
So, dark father, yeah.
Nice.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I was listening.
Vader was a WWE wrestler back in the day, too.
Vader?
Yeah.
Yep.
That was the big van, though.
Right. Yep. The E was silent.
Get in the van.
What the fuck is happening?
I don't know.
I got to get in all the bad jokes I can today because
this is
about it.
Yeah.
We're almost done.
He only gets one.
Yes, this is our second to last scheduled episode. We're finishing up our Scotch series today. So this is Scotch Part 5, even though we've done
four,
probably seven other episodes that include Scotch before this. But
yeah, we're just bad with numbers, turns out. Yeah. So
we did the intro, and then we started doing the regions, and this is our fourth region that we've done, because we did Cameltown, we've done Highlands,
we did Cameltoe Lowlands.
Cameltoe. That was the last one.
And then that's where you find it, right? In the lowlands.
And then we did Islas, then we did Baysides, and then Highlands. So this is our fifth region-specific episode about scotches. We've also did an episode called Game of Throats.
Yes.
And that was the Game of Thrones-specific scotches that we'd had on that episode. And we did an intro to scotch.
I like how you pointed to where they used to be. Mm-hmm. They used to be over there.
Yeah, I took them down.
just pointing at a hole in the wall.
Pointless to have glass sitting in front of sound-absorbing material. It just kind of defeats the fucking purpose of it. So I chucked them out. So, let's go there.
Yeah, have you guys done anything lately?
Nope, move on.
Nope, next.
Nope.
Flush the format.
A lot of birthdays coming up, or actually passed by the time this is listened to. So happy birthday, Ann and Mel and Holly. Your birthday is on Tuesday.
My birthday is on Tuesday.
Happy birthday on Tuesday,
Thank you. Not a minute before.
Or after.
I'll take it.
I hope everything surrounding it's miserable. Just have a happy birthday.
Holly's
thank
happy
you, Chris. Cause... I really fucking appreciate that.
I do what I can. See, I'm a caring motherfucker.
stick to your ducks.
Yep, you duck nurture.
That's right.
Cayuga.
Oh, yeah. So Holly's happy. She's not going to be a dirty whore anymore.
No, I am not going to be N44. Yep. If most of you don't know, that's just one of our bingo references.
Bingo monkeys.
Yeah. But I'll be 45 if you didn't know math.
Nice. Good work. Good hustle out there. Yep. You made it long enough.
It'll be a new chapter.
Yep. She was born in 77 like me.
Good year.
Well, yep. There's more math.
Yep.
So, and then it's Dee's birthday, and then it's Shannon's birthday.
Yeah, my wife's birthday is on the 18th. She'll be 21.
My sister's birthday is the 16th. Yep. She'll be 21.
Yep. She still looks 21.
Yeah, my wife will be 21.
You're in trouble. We're in trouble. I think I'm pretty sure I gave her a drink once or twice.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Shit.
No.
I'm telling.
No, I'm actually, I was going to give her a specific year, a very important year birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Right when pandemic hit. So 2 years later, I'm having to do that gift.
For the 50th?
I didn't say it. But yeah, no, she's, I'm taking her to Nashville for a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say hi to, John Narum and Paula Kuschensky before they get hitched.
Ah.
And hang out with them and enjoy the Nashville scenery. Going to go to Yazoo Brewery, I think is what it's called. Or Wazoo.
That sounds like a really good
time. I have a whole fucking list here.
That sounds made up.
Yeah, let's
well,
see.
Well, somebody made it up.
Yeah, I'm it's Yazoo jokes. Brewery. We're going to try the Broadway pub crawl. Going to check out the Grand Ole Opry, maybe do the Ryman tour. I know Shannon specifically wants to go to the Bluebird. We're thinking about Printer's Alley, maybe doing the Big Machine Distilled Guided Tour. Hit up Rudy's Jazz Club. Those are all things I was told to go check out in Nashville by
and
my
you're
friends.
You're gone a week?
In 5 days. Yeah, we're leaving 26th, coming back on the 31st.
Wow.
Probably be a good time.
Fucking hotels were like $1,100+. Ugh. But I'm only 0.6 miles from downtown, so I can, Uber everywhere. Yeah. It'll be cheap. Cheaper than renting a car, I think.
Or walk. So, yeah, you want to talk about scotch, huh?
Yes.
Is that a thing?
Scotch, yes.
Do you guys mind? So, we saved islands for last because it's not really a region. You know, it's not really technically recognized.
It's literally all over the map.
Yeah.
Of where, where Scotland is.
Yeah.
Well, Scotland's an island, isn't it?
We're not going to get that argument twice in one episode.
I'm going to fist fight you in the face. So, yeah, so you have, like, the Orkney Islands, which are way north, Isle of Lewis, which is to the northwest, just off to the west
Isle of Jerry.
Isle of Skye.
Just tell me when I get my one, okay?
Yeah, no, you're doing so bad so far. Isle of Mull, and then, like, Jura and...
From Night Court?
Isle of, yep. It's Martin Mull.
I don't even have my fucking soundboard pulled up.
That's all we'd be hearing right now. Boo.
You have Jura, which is kind of in between like the lowlands and the Islas, and then Isle of Arran, which is in between Campbelltown and lowlands. So, I mean, they're all over the fucking place. A lot of people just kind of think of them as Highland Scotches, though. But with them being all over the place, it imparts a lot of different types of flavors. So really, this is almost like an intro to Scotch because we're going to have a lot of different flavors, profiles that are going to be hit. Some of them have zero peat, and some of them have more than that.
That makes perfect sense.
That's, yeah. So
more math.
So yeah, so it's kind of cool that, you know, that we're going to finish off on each other. Or on
each other's chest?
Are we going to finish?
That's right, we are. As long as we play our cards right. It's a card game about coming.
What time was that pizza going to get done?
In about 3 minutes.
Yep,
okay,
3 minutes.
Sorry. Yep. Okay, so I legitimately have a question.
Yes.
Chris, so I could see being kind of having some scotches doing this podcast over the last few years that the way up north islands...
Yeah.
Might taste a lot different than the ones that are way down close to the...
Right.
So isn't the lowlands would be more of the peaty?
Typically, but...
And there's some islands that are pretty damn close down there.
Right. So, I mean, like, with these Orkney Islands, we have two that we'll be tasting today, which are Highland Park and Scapa. Woo! Now, Scapa we're going to start with because there's no mention of peat in it. But Highland Park, fourth to last... mentions peat. So even on that same island, some of them are going to be peated, some aren't. So, but there are the only two distilleries up there anyway. And then, yeah, the other ones that we're going to be touching on too is Arenmalt, 16-year. Certainly no peat in that, but yeah, the Jura, the Highland Park, and Talisker are all going to be peaty.
Wonderful.
So, I'm so fucking excited.
It's going to have a wide range,
yeah,
variety of today's tastings.
So we're going to go, hopefully, you know, I've never tried any of these. Well, I have had a couple, like, but long, 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 long time ago. So hopefully we're going from sweet to smoky today.
So you tried some cork, though, yesterday, right?
A little bit. We'll get to that. Probably next.
And because it's our final Scotch episode, we are sipping on, as a sidecar beer, Fargo Brewing Company's Stone's Throw Scottish Ale. But Tucker and Holly are sipping on Drekker's Iron Maiden Milk Stout. For now.
For now.
Mm. This smells pretty good.
Well, let's talk about that. So, Scapa, the Orcadian, what island is this? Orkney Islands. I think this is the only thing they do is this.
Scapa, the accordion?
Yep, the accordion.
That's where accordions came from.
True story. What you do is pressurize a bottle of whiskey and it turns into an accordion after 12,000 years.
Ah, like coal into a diamond.
That's right.
Sweet.
Fucking idiots.
So this is the the Skirin, the old Norse glittering bright skies, right?
Sure.
So we call Skirin the honeyed tropical one because of its smooth, creamy sweetness with a hint of tropical fruit, citrus, and coastal heather. It is exclusively matured in first fill American oak casks, selected by Scapa artisans.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that specific thing now or the next bottle?
He's still reading it, I can tell, because he's moving his lips.
Yeah. Anyway, we're tasting shit, right?
Yeah, maybe I get a lot of stuff, but I can't pinpoint what it is. Maybe some honey in there, some sort of sweetness.
Right, it's just like fruit and honey immediately.
I get a little banana. You guys smell that?
I don't get bananas. Bananas.
I smell banana right away.
Yeah.
I let it sit for a minute after I swirled her.
Yes, it has very nice legs. It's very oily, in my observation. Not a kind of a lighter color, I would say, not very caramely and dark. That's all I got.
Those sound all true.
So, for some reason, maybe it's my mind is trying to search for it, but I don't get, and I probably shouldn't get, any peat on this, right?
I don't.
No. Okay. Just kind of honey, fruit, sweetness. Banana, maybe.
That's delicious.
Allegedly.
It is very delicious.
I feel like if you brought this to a party with a bunch of non-Scotch people, they would not hate it as much as they would normally hate Scotch.
Yeah, some people, man.
Yeah, people.
Fucking
right?
Hate non-Scotch. There's so much fucking to taste in it. But
so this is 40%.
Correct.
It's got some heat.
It's got a little heat, not bad.
Coats my tongue nicely. I just get kind of probably honey fruit again.
Honey fruit?
That was specifically a sorbet on fire or something.
Yeah, it's hard. I don't pick out a lot of different flavors. It's just like, this is just real sweet, real nice, real easy to drink.
Ooh, that is nice.
It could almost be a dessert.
Yeah, it is just like
first thing
fruity.
You have when you wake up, first thing you have when you go to bed.
A honey fruity.
Everything you drink in between.
It's in your cup holder.
That is really
vehicle.
Nice. That to me is very reminiscent of a Highland type of scotch.
Mm-hmm.
Just nice and sweet and smooth as far as like how it coats the tongue, and it's not astringent on the way down. I mean, there's a little bit on the bottom of your esophagus, but I mean, for what is it, a 40%?
Correct.
You can't even tell hardly.
This I actually get a little burn on it.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's not like slap you in the face, make you shut an eye and burn. It's just there's a little, it's like eating a chili that just kind of slightly creeps up on you, the little burn.
Well, it's almost like they put fucking alcohol in it, you shitheads. What the fuck are you expecting?
Like, no, I'm
no,
liking
if
it.
I get any sort of heat at all. See, I'm going to be mad the whole fucking day, aren't I? Good Christ.
So their tasting notes on their website is delicate scented floral flavors with a hint of fresh pear in the nose, sweet and fruity pineapple notes with a citrus tang. And for taste, it got smooth and sweet.
Yeah.
Ripe honeydew melon slices, bursts of fruity pear, and lemon sorbet.
Sherbet.
That's
sherbet.
Yeah, that's my line.
Finished, long, refreshing.
Sherbet.
Simmering. Something. I can't read it. It's too big.
Big. Shimmering. Big sweetness. Word. I skip.
Is that my one?
That's your one.
That's your one.
All right.
You can retire now.
See you guys.
Me no likey big word.
This is really nice. I like it. I do get some of that citrusy notes on the finish.
Yeah. Yeah.
I dig it.
I don't know. I took some water and let it sit for a little bit, and I could really taste the florals after that.
Oh, going back to it, when I was bringing the glass up to my lips again for this last taste, I the nose was like a lot of pear. I get a lot of pear when I'm bringing it up for that final nose.
Yeah, I just get sweet fruit, citrus.
Like I said, it's really hard to pick out something specific in there, but I think, Chris, you also said that.
Yeah.
I said that on the aromas. Like it's like honey and some sort of fruits. There's sweetness in there.
It says here that it's a honeyed single malt whiskey. What does that mean?
Huh.
Well, I know that we're going to talk about Heather Honey at some point in this episode today.
Well, we might as well. Right now.
Okay, so let's do that. Before, do you want to do it after rate or before we rate?
Yep. Either way.
All right. So, heather honey is made from nectar collected from the tiny purple bell-shaped flower of the common heather plant. So named because of its domination.
What's its... Cunnilingus?
That's what it
vulgaris?
Like.
Coluna vulgaris. So named because of its domination of many areas of heath and boglands, also known as ling heather.
So, yeah. That's the specific honey that you're...
I have more questions now than I did before.
So ling heather takes its name from...